This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 411 of Shutters Inc. This is me, Bruce Williams, from ShuttersIncPodcast.com, and it is just me. Glyn is still on his way back from Fiji, and the stories were piling up, so I thought, nah, I can't let it go a third week. I've got to get these ones out the door, and it'll just be a nice, short, sharp, sweet, concise podcast. So the first one was an email from Rob Coates who said, "G'day Inks, some nice photos here, and a link to abc.net.au, and a story about the Australian Geographic Nature Photographer of the Year Awards for 2018. Link will be in the show notes, and there's just some stunning images in there. There really is, so definitely worth a look. Thank you for that one, Rob. Next up was a story that I came across, or a video I came across on YouTube one afternoon when I just tumbled down the rabbit hole, and it was all about how many megapixels do we really need. And yes, we've had this argument before and we've discussed it, and I know that I myself have been guilty of saying, oh, you don't need all these megapixels unless you're shooting, you know, roadside billboards and so on and so forth. And the guy who was doing this video made the point, and it was not a point that I had ever considered, that as viewing distance, that is the distance between the viewer and the piece of art being viewed, increases, the required resolution decreases, to the point at which, you know, something like at 200 meters, you only need 1 pixel per inch in resolution. And what that meant was essentially anything over about 4 megapixels is more than we need. So it was a very interesting video. I know Glyn would give me grief for being a nerd for liking this kind of stuff, but I highly recommend you go and have a look because the argument certainly makes sense. And I also found a second link which had a similar chart on that particular page, which is resources.printhandbook.com, all about how the required resolution decreases with viewing distance, as viewing distance increases. So those two links will be in the show notes for anyone that wants to check out those. Next up was a great little video of a particular photographer, a guy called John Carmichael, who calls himself a big space nerd, and he knew about the solar eclipse that was coming in 2018. He flew across America to get onto a second flight with Southwest Airlines, and knowing that this second flight was actually going to fly through the shadow of the eclipse as it occurred. And there's just this great video about how he didn't tell the airline what his plans were until he actually got to the departure gate. And he said, I want to take my camera on board because we're going to fly through the eclipse and I want to get this photo. And seriously, it just restores your faith in humanity. The way the airline bent over backwards to help him out, to make sure he got the shot, was just phenomenal. Like, the pilot even changed the flight path. Like, he's just zigzagging all over the sky so that John could get a few different attempts at getting this image. So, and it's not a massively long video, it's only a couple of minutes long, but it's a great feel-good story, and yeah, definitely worth a look. And whilst we're in the mood for feel-good stories, this one has nothing to do with photography, but again, it was that same day of tumbling down the rabbit hole of YouTube. Came across this video of a guy who owns a Lamborghini who went and picked up a homeless guy and said, you know, are you hungry? And took this guy out for a meal. And then just completely turned this guy's life around, you know, I shouldn't say that because we don't know that for sure. But what he did do was he got this guy cleaned up, put him in a suit, got him job ready. So I don't know if there's a follow-up to it, but it was a really nice story, and it was a lovely video, well-produced. And I don't know, I guess I was just in a maybe a vulnerable mood at the time, but I really liked the video and I thought I'd share it with you guys. So hope someone enjoys it. And the last story I wanted to bring to your attention was something that I stumbled across on Facebook this afternoon. An Australian photographer, quite a well-known one, Yvant Zanzanian, fired shots across the bows of the APPA, having a go at them about the awards night and their annual gala dinner. And wow, the response from both sides of the fence on this Facebook comment thread is just mind-blowing. I'm not going to pass judgment on either side because I don't know enough about the APPA. I'm not a member. I've never been to one of their events, so I have no idea what they're like. And I don't really know Yvant. I've never met the guy. I've never spoken with him. I only know him by reputation. I understand he's an exceptionally good photographer. But yes, it seems like there was a lot to the story, and it certainly makes for, shall we say, interesting reading. If you haven't checked it out, I will find a link to Yvant's Facebook profile. I don't know if I can actually link directly to a particular post on his wall. If I can find a direct link, I'll put that in, but you may just have to go through his feed. It won't be hard to find. I can tell you that the this thing has hundreds of comments on it now. So, yeah, anyway, I will leave it at that. Glyn appears to have had a great time in Fiji with the family, and hopefully he'll be back next week. And until I speak with you again, take care.
ShuttersIncPodcast.com.
AnotherAudioTo.com quality podcast.
For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@ShuttersIncPodcast.com.